I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. By the close of business on Wednesday, July 18, 1787, delegates to the Constitutional Convention had more or less agreed on how judges to what we now call the Supreme Court would be appointed. But left unresolved was the question of the proper balance between judicial independence on the one hand and excessive judicial power on the other. And as the delegates would learn repeatedly over the summer, the question could not be resolved until issues relating to the powers of the presidency were resolved. The president and the balancing of his relationship to the legislative branch and to the people stood in the way of resolving the powers of the judiciary. So, on Thursday the 19th, the executive was again the topic of the day. Two questions loomed. How was the president to be chosen? And, should it become necessary, how was the president to be removed from office? Periodic elections seemed, to some in the room, to be a sufficient mechanism to remove a president, though initially of that persuasion himself, New York's Governor Morris would, within the day, change his mind. Said Morris,
"The magistrate is not the king, but the prime minister. The people are the king."
The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.